thankful and grateful that you chose to tune in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. God, we come before you, God, asking you to forgive us for everything that we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Oh, gracious God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, continue to fill us with more wisdom and knowledge, even as we study your word. And God, even as we come before you in prayer, and God, we will forever give you all the glory and honor, which is due your name. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to the book of James, the 2nd chapter and the 20th verse. That's James, 2nd chapter, 20th verse. And I will be reading for the New King James Version. And it's just one simple scripture. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is take action. It's time to take action. People of God, you got to see yourself blessed in order to believe that God is going to bless you. You have to see yourself in that place where God said he was going to promote you. You have to see yourself healed. You have to see yourself delivered. It's time to take action. It's time to put your faith to work. The difference between a dream and a wish is that a wish is something you hope will happen, but a dream is something you put actions behind. So today's scripture says that faith without works is dead. You can wish, you can go to college, you can wish, you can have a job, you can wish that you have a new home, or you can wish for a better vehicle. But wishing is not going to get you there. Come on here, somebody. You have to put the work in to make it happen. The people who succeed don't always have the most talent. They do not have the most education nor the opportunities. But many times, they simply want more. And they will go after what they want. They want to do better than the next person. So they take action and they will go for it. So, what are the 7 characteristics of faith? Faith is, 1, necessary for salvation. 2, it is a free gift, a grace. 3, it is a human act. 4, it is certain. 5, it works through charity, which means it works through love. 6, it will continually grow. It never stops unless you stop. Your faith stops. 7, it is a foretaste of heaven. So, it is telling us faith without works is dead. You can talk faith all you want to, but until you put your faith in action, it is dead. It's not going nowhere. So we're going to look at the 4 types of faith, and I want you to write it down, and I want you to apply these scriptures and just find yourself in it. Can you find yourself in one of these? Because God said if that you have a mustard seed of faith, he can work with that. He can allow it to grow, but you have to take action. Number one, the first type of faith is dead faith. You see, James informs us that faith without works is dead. Number two is demonic faith. James also teaches that even the demons believe and shudder at the name of Jesus. And that is found in James 2 and 19. And then the third type of faith is vain faith. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins. And I want you to read 1 Corinthians 5 and 17. And this is rendered from the New English Version of the Bible. And vain can mean empty, nothing, worthless, or of no good purpose. It's vain. And then the fourth type of faith, because I'm just a teaching on today, the fourth type of faith is saving faith. Saving faith is a gift of God's grace. He says, to a paraphrase, he gave you the saving faith by which you have come to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and so be saved. That's in John, the 20th chapter and the 31st verse. So these are the four types of faith. You have the dead faith. You have the demonic faith, you have the vain faith, and you have the saving faith. So how do you put your faith to work? I'm glad you asked. There are five ways or five steps towards putting your faith to work, because you just don't want to say you have faith and don't put your faith in action. Number one is you have to read it. You have to study the Word of God. You have to believe what God says. You have to study what faith is. You have to read and say, God, increase my faith. Because the more you read the Word of God, the more God will strengthen your faith. The more God will give you revelation and knowledge of His Word, the more you will understand the ways and the things of God. So number one, you will read it. Number two, you will think it. If that you're always thinking that I can't do it, or if that you always have fear lying at the dormant of your spirit, you will never go forward. You will never put that faith into action. You will never grow. Number three, you got to say it. You have life and death is in the power of your tongue. If you say you're not going to have it, guess what? You're not going to have it. But if you say I'm going to be a millionaire, guess what? I'm going to be a millionaire. If you say I'm going to be a best-selling author, guess what? I'm going to be a best-selling author. You got to say it. You got to say it, and you also got to see it. You have to see it in order to believe it. And number four, just do it. I love the Nike commercial because you can use it for a spiritual level as well. Just do it. Just have that crazy-like faith and just go and do it. Go and purchase that home. Go and purchase that car. Go and start that business. Just do it. And once you move, God will come and bless it. God is waiting on you to take action before he comes. Come on here, somebody. And you got to stand on it. That's the fifth one. This is how you put your faith to work. You got to stand on what you say. You got to mean what you say, and you got to say what you mean. You got to step, and you got to hang around people with the same like-minded faith as you have. That's why, and I can easily say, I don't have that many friends. Because my faith, I'm not saying that I'm more than somebody else, because I'm not. I'm trying to go to a place where I know that God said I can get to where I see myself. So therefore, I got to connect with people that can help me get to where I got to be. Faith-minded people. So to recap, you have to read it, you have to think it, you have to say it, you got to do it, and you got to stand on it. People of God, I want to light a fire in you today. You have to go after what God has for you. Being passive and indifferent will keep you from your destiny. Yes, it will. But when you make up your mind that, people of God, you are going to do something, God will breathe on your efforts and give you strength that goes beyond your natural ability. Yes, he will. It's not just willpower. It's the blessing of God helping you. But it kicks in when God sees you making the effort. Remember, faith without works is dead. When you decide to move, that's when God gonna move. Stop talking faith. It's time to work it out. It's time to take action. Then let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the dreams that, Lord God, you have given us, and for the gifts and the talents you have entrusted within us. Father God, help us to stir up our faith and let the passion become the flame that takes action. Father God, we are going to take the steps to grow the gift that you have given us and that you have entrusted in us. And Lord, we trust you to breathe on the efforts that we have. And Father God, we will forever be grateful and we will forever be thankful. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Remember, it's time to take action. Faith without works is dead. Be blessed. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. I'm praying for you. Have a blessed weekend. God bless you.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.PatriciaJWilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Does anybody want the Lord to make it more? Just begin to celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know my other side. The moment you try to be